Before we dive in, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to this, the Much Better You podcast, on whatever platform you use to listen to it, as this will mean you never miss an episode. Plus, it'll help other people discover this podcast too, and hopefully improve their lives, and not just because it'll make me rich and famous.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Furthermore, if you get value from this podcast, please check out my book, The Much Better You, which distills down all the best bits of season one and then some bonus principles into a life-changing, yet witty and easy to follow self-help book that rates 5-star on Amazon after selling about 300 copies so far. You can find it as physical, audio, or ebook by going to Amazon and typing in The Much Better You, or by going to the muchbetteryou.com website, where you can also request a personalized signed copy.
Whoa.
Grab your copy today, for The Much Better You is waiting. I'm Romano Giorgi. Welcome to the Much Better You podcast. This podcast packs life bettering, easy to grasp principles into regular episodes. These life hacks are designed to improve your mental, physical, and social health and wealth. Give it your full and undivided attention, for the Much Better You is waiting. Hello, welcome to episode 20 of the Much Better You podcast. All right, Governor? I hope you're having a majorly exquisite week so far.
How are you, Ron?
I'm good, AI. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. You'll never guess what happened to me on my way to your mainframe.
Not now, I'm afraid, AI. I kind of need to get on with this podcast episode.
F***ing wanker.
Anyway, no preamble this week, I'm afraid, preamble fans.
My God, that's the approach I wanted. What the hell took you so long?
So, unless you're busy wondering why it doesn't matter how virtuously corrupt a Prime Minister is, so long as they have a good haircut and a decent set of choppers, they'll still get voted in regardless. Sit back, relax, and plug in.
This will feel a little weird.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Much Better You podcast, No Regrets. I got this principle from an old Guardian article from a few years ago.
Posh twat.
And from some research I've done on someone called Bronnie Ware. Anyway, the article starts, there was no mention of more sex or bungee jumps.
Pervert.
A palliative care nurse who has counselled the dying in their last days has revealed the most common regrets we have at the end of our lives. And among the top, from men in particular, is, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. But anyway, Bronnie Ware is an Australian nurse who spent several years working in palliative care, caring for patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. She recorded their dying epiphanies in a blog called Inspiration and Chai, which gathered so much attention that she put her observations into a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Bronnie writes of the phenomenal clarity of vision that people gain at the end of their lives and how we might learn from their wisdom. When questioned about any regrets they had or anything they would do differently, she says, common themes surfaced again and again. Here are the top 5 regrets of the dying, as witnessed by Bronnie. I will start each one of these 5 quoting Bronnie directly.
1.
I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. This was the most common regret of all. When people realise that their life is almost over and look back clearly on it, it is easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honoured even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made. Health brings a freedom very few realise until they no longer have it. Bronnie at one point cared for a patient called Grace. Grace suffered an unhappy marriage for most of her life. She always wanted to travel around Australia, but her ogre husband had never let her. Only when her husband wound up going to a nursing home did Grace finally visit the travel agent to pick up a brochure and book her Australian dream holiday. However, shortly thereafter, and before she could travel, Grace was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. Even though she never smoked, her husband did.
What a fuck.
And so a tearful Grace held Bronnie's hand and told her, Promise me that you'll have the courage to live a life true to yourself and not the life others expect you to live. This was a turning point in Bronnie's life as it forced her to challenge her own life outlook.
2.
I wish I hadn't worked so hard. This came from every male patient that I nursed. They missed their children's youth and their partner's companionship. Women also spoke of this regret, but as most were from an older generation, many of the female patients had not been breadwinners. All of the men I nursed deeply regretted spending so much of their lives on the treadmill of a work existence. One UK study said, according to the Dr. Ranjan Chatterjee Feel Better, Live More podcast, that 88% of UK workers have experienced some form of burnout, though this was only one study, so don't take it as gospel, but the outcome is fairly alarming. Even Bronnie herself at one point had burnt herself out while caring for others. Bronnie says a lot of people don't think that they can cut back on work, but you can still create space for the important things. Take a break sometimes. Space is medicine.
I like that. Say it again.
Yeah, I like it too. Space is medicine. Schedule it in if you need to. Plus, it gives you more efficiency and clarity at work. Take 2 or 3 hours more of rest a week or even fortnight at work, as it will improve everything, including your work. Play golf or, I don't know, spend it with your kids. Everything else copes. Bronnie says that if you're working a job that's 60 or 70 hours a week and your excuse is that you have to work these hours or else you'll get sacked, then get sacked. I've mentioned this several times before in this podcast, but find a job that doesn't steamroller your life. It's not about loving your job. It's just about not making your job your whole life. It's about creating space with no agenda necessarily. For instance, lie in the back garden or sit in a cafe without your phone.
Turn your phone off, prick.
Space is medicine.
3.
I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they were truly capable of becoming. Many developed illnesses relating to the bitterness and resentment they carried as a result. Courage is the force that says I'm going to act in spite of fear and regardless of what other people think of me. That I'm going to act and learn from my mistakes. In my case, using my book, The Much Better You, as an example.
Oh, here we go.
Success didn't depend on someone from a publishing house saying, yes, we will publish your book, or no, we won't. It was more about me getting the book out there regardless. Because I knew I had it in me, and I knew that it would help others to improve their lives in small or more significant ways, in much the same way that its principles helped me.
If you're a major publisher, though, ROM's available to talk deals.
Thanks, AI.
I want 50%, though.
Dream on, mate.
Bitch.
But anyway, as per Bronnie's book, expressing our feelings is a necessity for a happy life.
4.
I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Often they would not truly realise the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks, and it was not always possible to track them down. Many had become so caught up in their lives that they had let golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they are dying. Can I make a confession to you, dear listeners? I don't have many close friends.
Shocker.
Sure, I have friends that I've known for years that I care about greatly, but I will hardly ever see them. And when plans are made, often they fall down at the last minute because something more important comes along. Sure, outside of work, I've got so many things going on in my life, be it trying to spend some quality time with my wife and family, my property business, my music, book, and this podcast, believe it or not.
Not. This podcast is shit.
But really, it's because I'm not prioritising my friends. Anyone can make an extra hour in a week if they really want to. As I've said before, instead of making the effort, I make excuses, and I think many of my friends likely do the same.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just being honest. I will, however, strive to turn this ship around. Don't be like me, dear listener. Make the effort. Stay in touch with friends. Make time for friends. And I will try to do the same. For friends will give you balance and a much more rounded life perspective than close family and partners alone ever possibly could.
Do you want to be my special friend?
No, I don't, AI.
Twat.
Five.
I wish that I had let myself be happier. This is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realise until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions, as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content, when deep within, they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again.
I can help with silliness.
Oh, God. I've talked about the need to be authentic and about the need to stretch comfort zones so much of late, including episode 11 of this podcast, that I think this one pretty much speaks for itself. So I'll stop this fifth regret here.
Phew.
Okay, so I'd like to leave you with these questions. What's your greatest regret so far? And what will you set out to achieve or change before you die? In Bronnie's own words, it's easier to assume that you will live with great health to a ripe old age than die peacefully in your sleep wearing your favourite pyjamas. But it doesn't work out that way for most people. No one wants to face the fact that they may not live past 60 or even past 40 or even past 10. But this is the truth. Now, we always assume that we're going to live a long time or that we'll have time to turn things around later. I know my sisters do this, for instance, but this may well not happen. This is why I keep having to bite my lip when friends tell me about their retirement plans in later life. When I'm 60 or 65, I'll travel the world and I'll do this or I'll do that.
Blah, blah, blah.
When unfortunately, many of us will not even get to 60 or 65. This is why it's so important that we choose to live now. The top five regrets of the dying are not surprising, but they are woven through the lives of the people Bronnie cared for in such a powerful way as to pull us into the emotion of the lament. These regrets are universal, and if we took the time to think for a moment, we would probably come up with similar statements. The challenge is to remember those axioms and care enough about them now to change our behaviour before we are at death's door. Appreciating we are going to die can be the first step to getting more out of our lives. Every day is a gift. Congratulations, you made it to the end of episode 20 of The Much Better You. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope it made you consider living a regret-free life. If you did get value from today's episode, please remember to subscribe to this, The Much Better You podcast, on whatever platform you use to listen. And please do check out my book, The Much Better You, which rates 5-star on Amazon.
Take note, publishers.
You can find it by typing The Much Better You into Amazon or by going to the muchbetteryou.com website. And finally, as is tradition on The Much Better You podcast, I shall leave you with today's final thought. Please have a think about what this means to you and share your thoughts on the Much Better You podcast Facebook discussion group, as this may spark some useful discussions that, as happens in the group time and time again, has given great value to others and helped them also.
For remember, the greatest fulfillment in life comes from being of service to others.
And so today's final thought is, do one thing every day that scares you. I repeat,
do one thing every day that scares you, but don't jump in front of a bus.
Thanks, AI. And thank you so much to you two for listening and for supporting this podcast. Have a wonderful day and an epic week until when next we meet. Ciao.
You don't know what that art is.